The next patient is Linda Russell. The last name is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Clinical case of an 83-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 3B. The most likely situation is that the patient has hypertension, hyperuricemia, chronic back pain that she's treated with the administration of Percocet 4 tablets a day. And she also has a multicystic kidney disease that was diagnosed with an ultrasound of the kidneys in December of 2022. This time the patient comes with a laboratory workup in which the serum creatinine is 2.1. The BUN is 33. The BUN creatinine ratio is 23. The protein creatinine ratio is 84 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. And the urinalysis is completely negative, most likely associated to prolonged fasting periods because it has some ketone bodies, and she's not a diabetic. Period. The change in the kidney function is most likely hemodynamic. The patient doesn't have a schedule to eat, doesn't seem to be drinking appropriate amounts of fluid. And this was discussed at length with the patient, and she's going to change her lifestyle. She's going to have the 3 meals, and she's going to drink fluids, and we are going to monitor this kidney function. Number two, the patient has evidence of anemia. The hemoglobin is 11.1. There is no history of loss of blood, and she's not on anticoagulants. We're going to check the iron stores, B12 and folate. We're going to check the thyroid function as well. The possibility of autoimmune disease because of the amount of pain that she says, that she claims, suggests that is part of the differential. We're going to order segmentation rate ANA, and a C-reactive protein. Following number. History of arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today 127/75. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is control is asymptomatic. Following number, diffuse degenerative joint disease. Following number, a history of hyperuricemia. We're going to reevaluate this case in a short period of time. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes with the patient face to face, and 8 minutes documenting it.